when stopping at railroad tracks and drawbridges is required. Bus drivers are required to stop at railroad tracks and drawbridges under specific circumstances to ensure safety. Here are the instances when stopping is mandated. 1. Railroad crossings. Whenever approaching a railroad crossing, bus drivers must stop and ensure there is sufficient clearance before proceeding. This applies regardless of whether a train is visible or audible. 2. Drawbridges. At drawbridges, bus drivers must stop when signals indicate that the bridge is about to open or is in the process of opening to allow boat traffic to pass. Stopping at these points allows bus drivers to assess the situation, ensure safety measures are in place, and avoid potential accidents with trains or marine vessels. Even if no train or boat is visible, stopping is mandatory to guarantee there is no immediate danger before proceeding across these potentially hazardous points. Consequences of not following regulations for crossing railroad tracks and drawbridges. The consequences of a bus driver not following regulations for crossing railroad tracks and drawbridges can be severe due to the potential safety hazards involved. Here are some potential repercussions. 1. Safety risks and accidents. Failure to stop at railroad tracks or drawbridges can lead to collisions with trains or accidents involving opening drawbridges. These incidents can result in severe injuries or fatalities to passengers, the driver, other motorists, or pedestrians. 2. Legal penalties. Violating regulations related to railroad crossings and drawbridges often leads to legal penalties. Bus drivers may face fines, citations, or points on their driving record for not adhering to safety protocols. 3. Employment consequences. Bus drivers who disregard safety regulations may face disciplinary action or termination from their jobs. This can impact their employment prospects within the transportation industry. 4. Civil liability. Accidents resulting from not following regulations can lead to civil lawsuits. Drivers and their employers may face legal liabilities, including compensation for injuries, property damage, or settlements to affected parties. 5. Regulatory action. Regulatory bodies overseeing transportation safety, such as the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, FMCSA, may conduct investigations and impose penalties on drivers or transportation companies found in violation of safety regulations. 6. Reputation damage. A safety violation can tarnish the reputation of both the driver and the transportation company. It may impact trust among passengers, stakeholders, or regulatory authorities. 7. Increased insurance costs. Incidents resulting from not following safety regulations can lead to increased insurance premiums for the driver and the transportation company. 8. Personal and emotional impact. Beyond legal and financial repercussions, the emotional toll of being involved in an accident or endangering passengers' lives due to not following safety protocols can be profound for the driver. These consequences highlight the critical importance of bus drivers adhering to safety regulations regarding railroad crossings and drawbridges. Ensuring compliance with these regulations is vital to prevent accidents, ensure passenger safety, maintain regulatory compliance, and protect both the driver's career and the well-being of everyone involved. Various crossing signs, gates, and signals bus drivers may encounter at railroad tracks and drawbridges. Bus drivers encounter various signs, gates, and signals at railroad crossings and drawbridges to indicate the presence of these potential hazards and provide warnings. Here are the common types at railroad crossings. 1. Crossbuck sign. A white X-shaped sign with the words railroad crossing typically installed on the side of the road near the crossing. 2. Advance warning signs. Yellow, circular signs with a black R and arrows indicating the crossing ahead. These signs provide early warning to drivers. 3. Flashing lights. Circular, flashing lights mounted on a crossarm or overhead mast near the crossing. They activate when a train is approaching. 4. Gate arms. Barrier arms that lower to block the road when a train is approaching. These gates are often accompanied by flashing lights. 5. Bell or audible alarm. Audible warnings, such as bells or alarms, activated alongside flashing lights to alert drivers of an approaching train. 6. Stop lines. Painted lines on the road before the crossing to indicate where vehicles should stop when a train is approaching. At drawbridges 1. Drawbridge sign. Signs indicating the presence of a drawbridge, usually with warnings such as drawbridge ahead, or when flashing, do not cross. to flashing lights. Similar to railroad crossings, drawbridges may have flashing lights near the approach to indicate when the bridge is about to open. 3. Gate arms. Some drawbridges have gate arms that lower to prevent vehicles from crossing when the bridge is opening. 4. Traffic signals. Special traffic signals indicating when it's safe to proceed or when to stop before the drawbridge opens. 5. Audible signals. Some drawbridges have audible alarms or bells to warn approaching vehicles when the bridge is about to open. These signals, signs, and gates serve as warnings and safety measures to alert bus drivers and other motorists about the presence of railroad crossings or drawbridges, allowing them to take appropriate action to ensure safety when crossing these potentially hazardous points. Procedures for safely stopping at railroad tracks and drawbridges. Stopping at railroad tracks and drawbridges is crucial for bus drivers to ensure safety. Here are general procedures safely stopping at these locations. Approaching railroad tracks. 1. Check for advance warnings. Be alert for advance warning signs indicating an upcoming railroad crossing. Reduce speed and prepare to stop. 2. Activate hazard lights. Activate hazard lights to indicate to other drivers that you are slowing down or preparing to stop. 3. Scan for trains. Look both ways along the tracks to check for approaching trains. Listen for train horns or whistles. 4. Stop at designated point. Stop the bus at the designated stop line or at a safe distance from the tracks if there is no stop line. 5. Open windows and doors. Before crossing, open bus windows and doors to listen for train sounds and to improve visibility and communication with passengers. 6. Check again. Look and listen again for any approaching trains. Ensure there is enough space for the bus to cross safely after the train passes. 7. Cross carefully. Only proceed to cross the tracks when it is safe to do so, ensuring there is no train approaching from either direction. Approaching drawbridges. 1. Observe warning signs. Look for warning signs indicating a drawbridge ahead. Reduce speed and approach the area cautiously. 2. Activate hazard lights. Turn on hazard lights to alert other drivers about the need to slow down or stop. 3. Check traffic signals. Pay attention to traffic signals or signs that indicate when the drawbridge is opening. 4. Stop at designated point. Stop the bus at the designated stopping area before the drawbridge, maintaining a safe distance. 5. Listen for alarms. Listen for any audible alarms or bells indicating that the drawbridge is about to open. 6. Observe gate arms. If present, wait for gate arms to lower before the drawbridge opens. Never attempt to cross when gates are down. 7. Proceed safely. Cross the drawbridge only when it's safe to do so and the bridge is completely closed. These procedures are essential for bus drivers to ensure the safety of passengers and the vehicle while crossing potentially hazardous points like railroad tracks and drawbridges. Following these steps helps mitigate the risks associated with such crossings. Appropriate actions to take in the event of a crossing-related emergency. In the event of an emergency at a railroad crossing or drawbridge, bus drivers must take immediate and decisive actions to ensure the safety of passengers and themselves. Here are appropriate steps to take. Railroad crossing emergency. 1. Emergency communication. Activate hazard lights and use the bus's radio or communication system to report the emergency to the transportation company, local authorities, and railroad dispatch if possible. 2. Evacuation protocols. If a train is approaching or if there's a risk of collision, swiftly initiate evacuation procedures. Instruct passengers to exit the bus immediately and move away from the tracks to a safe distance. 3. Contact emergency services. Dial emergency services 911 to report the situation, providing specific details about the location and nature of the emergency. 4. Assist passengers. Prioritize the safe evacuation and assistance of passengers, especially those with mobility challenges or disabilities. Escort them to a safe location away from the tracks. 5. Warn others. Use audible signals, horn, or other signaling devices to alert pedestrians, other motorists, or cyclists about the emergency situation and the potential danger at the crossing. Drawbridge emergency. 1. Communication. Activate hazard lights and use the bus's communication system to report the drawbridge emergency to authorities or relevant agencies. 2. Assess the situation. Determine the nature of the emergency. If the drawbridge is opening unexpectedly while the bus is crossing or approaching, act swiftly. 3, stop and evacuate. If the drawbridge begins to open unexpectedly while crossing, stop the bus immediately. Evacuate passengers and move them to a safe distance. 5, warn others. Use signaling devices or verbal warnings to alert nearby vehicles or pedestrians of the emergency situation and potential danger at the drawbridge. In any crossing-related emergency, prioritizing passenger safety, communication with authorities, and warning others about the potential danger are paramount. Bus drivers should be trained to handle these situations calmly and swiftly to minimize risks and ensure the safety of everyone involved.